with a banner. It's like a tattoo, friends, throbbing off your arm or your bicep or your left nipple, wherever you want to wear it. Let's face it, friends, Stevie Nicks wears it real close to her heart. Yes, it's true. It's a heart with a dagger sticking right through it. It says, hurt yourself. And that's what we want to tell you on Saturday night, because that's got to be you. And I hope it's you tonight. Because if you send me $6, Post Office Box 875, Burbank, California, you'll get one and the must-get-laid guarantee. And let's face it, friends, on a Saturday night, I know I say this every week. I've said it all summer and, in fact, the entire time that I've ever been on the radio. It's true! Ask yourself. I mean, seriously, let's get serious for a second. And not... No, I'll take off the headphones and we'll get down to reality. I mean, let's face it. On a Friday or a Saturday night, friends, the most important thing in your life has to be that new car you just want. No, it has to be the fact that you can and you must get laid. Let's face it, friends, and if you have a Fraser Smith Hurt Yourself t-shirt, it's you. You're in there. That's how they say it. You're in like Flynn. Get one. It's got a knife. Oh, God, sticking through a heart, friends. Must get laid guarantee, and of course it guarantees your satisfaction or else. There's one there. An unsatisfied customer says, Frazier, to hell with you, man. I can't even get this thing cashed in here. Well, you just don't know these Puerto Rican girls I know. Listen, I'll tell you about it. We'll get these little girls together after the show. I'm trying to help everybody out. That's all I'm trying to do. Help you with your satisfaction and your desires. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you desire to have a good time. And if you want a good time, go on down to that Sweetwater, Redondo Beach, 264 Harbor Drive, and see that White Blue is great. He's a wonderful guy and a tremendous guitar player. Go down and check him out. Michael Bloomfield and his band will be there tonight. Last show, 11:30. Check him out at the Sweetwater in Redondo Beach on the Rock of Los Angeles. This is Max Baer Jr. Show. Golly, Uncle Jed, I counted the 6-12 times. Well, where's that? I looked under double knot. Look at here. I've been through the sixth grade. I'm going to be a brain surgeon. Shh. Ah! Come on.
I don't like opera and I don't like ballet. And new wave French movies, they just drive me away. I guess I'm just dumb, cause I knows I ain't smart. But deep down inside, I got a rock and roll heart. Yeah, 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 deep down inside, I got a rock and roll heart. A rock and roll heart. Looking for a good time.
Ah!
a child from a West Tennessee. Leroy was an outlaw, bad like me. And then she saw him staring and chilled her to the bone. And she knew she had to see that look on child of her own. M'lady, love outlaws like babies. Like a banker touches gold, and outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Linda was the lady, she's blonde and built to last. Robert was a no good guitar picker, running from his past. Yeah, she heard all his songs telling nothing but bad news. So she made her mind up to get him, win or lose. 'Cause ladies love outlaws like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold, and outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Jesse liked a Cadillac and the diamonds on her hand. No, Waymo had a reputation as a ladies' man. And then one night they got together in a motel room. Jesse parked her Cadillac and the lady took her place in line. Those ladies love outlaws like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. Now outlaws touch ladies somewhere deep down in their soul. Ladies love outlaws like babies love stray dogs. Ladies touch babies like a banker touches gold. And outlaws touch ladies anywhere they want to.
In the moonlight.
dabba 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 dabba.
On this long hot summer day.
This is Lamar Burton for Ron the Floor. Joey Bishop playing Frank Sinatra in the Shecky Green Story. Coming up next. Show. Well, Al, Jesus, big money coming our way. This is Mr. Al Ramirez, my band leader, my orchestra leader, and, of course, a close friend of mine. Al, what's happening?
Frazier, I really hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have to serve you with a subpoena here. Apparently, we're in big trouble.
Again?
Well, you know, once a week at least. Apparently, the monkeys we used in our last movie turned out to be union monkeys, and we didn't pay them scale. So apparently our bank account records, including a daily balance of Frazier Smith account number XR437 from date of opening of picture. And
what are they, nuts? We didn't even pay those
fish scale.
Didn't even pay those piranha that we'd hired to eat Bob Hope.
Well, you know, we should have used real human beings because we don't have to pay them anything.
Well, later we did. Of course, remember ex-dish jockeys from this station, we threw in the pit with the gators and, of course, were stripped clean of any money that they had on them, which is very little. Well,
except
what's happening?
Except for Bob Sala.
Oh, Bob Sala.
Apparently, Sale is suing us, too.
Mm-hmm.
He claims that we've forgotten all about him.
Here's a picture of him in the back, whale hunting.
Isn't this cute of him?
In New England, I think.
Yeah, he's wearing one of those rubber suits.
FCC,
rubber nose. Oh, yeah,
whale hunter.
We also have a letter from the FCC.
Whaler.
Apparently, they've lifted the ban on us using obscene language. But,
is that right?
Just your show.
Tits, girls. I want to talk about your tits.
Out of sheer respect for our professional talent, they said, you guys can say anything you want. Anybody else we're going to find.
How about things like wang, wiener, slong, clits, womp, whip, whap? I don't know. All these different words. We can say anything we want, right, Al?
Anything.
Doesn't make a difference. We got a letter from the commissioner.
Well, the commissioner's a personal friend of mine, and I gave him $10,000, and he said anything you want.
That's his daughter. Oh, God. Sally, shut up.
This wasn't part of the deal.
It is part of the deal. Look here, on page 33.
Really?
Look. See, Sally Schlangum is what she calls herself. Anyway, it's a real good deal for us. But Al, tell us about the fact that, we've got to have some tapes. We're doing the best of Frazier, and a lot of people will say you're copying Carson's gig. A lot of people, you know, have come up to me already and said, Frazier, we ought to remove a few of your teeth, maybe a couple limbs, because you're trying to steal Johnny's deal. It's his anniversary, his 16th anniversary.
Well,
and
Frazier,
here you
this
are.
This is our 16th anniversary. This marks the 16th time that we've been out with 16-year-old girls.
Boy, oh boy. We love those 16-year-olds.
Since the 16th of the month.
Ooh, we got a whole list of them here. Candy, Randy, Sandy, Dandy, and Mandy. And so come on over, girls, later after the show. Al and I will talk to you about promising careers in show business. Now, we aren't promising anything, of course, but anyway, if you have tapes of any of my shows, of any of the Frazier Smith shows, of the Super Bowl, of the Rose Parade, I'm trying to think of them quickly, the fight, my mind is shot from too much nitromethane, Sphinx Ali fight, anything good, any Power News, any kind of a tape, why don't you send them to me in care of Clandestine Enterprises, 20 North Raymond. I know this is a different address than I gave you last night. I'm not doing this to confuse you. I know this is International Intrigue Week.
Just trying to stay one step ahead of the government.
But I didn't want to have to tell them that, Al, but I guess they know now. Clandestine Enterprises, 20 North Raymond, Pasadena, California, 91103, okay? Suite number 5. We'll give that to you once again. Clandestine Enterprises, 20 North Raymond, Pasadena, California, 91103, Suite number 5, and we aren't telling you what we're going to send you, as we never do. Of course, we sent a couple people some Mercedes tonight when they get soupy sales. What's happening now? What else
lady
is happening?
I was real excited. Well, you know, I got some other bad news on the way over here. The car we were going to give away.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the back door was locked.
Yeah.
And I knocked on the door for a while, and eventually I just had to drive the car into the lobby of the station. It was the only way I could get in.
Oh, God.
So this girl's car is, well, I don't know how to put it. It's
to
a
say
little
the least.
Bit...
Well, it's broken.
That's the word
in.
I'm
it's broken,
for.
And we've
well, destroyed what I was up.
Well, that's really broken in. Fran, if you still want it, Rita or what's her name, Miss Marengo, come on down here, and we'll give you some free cheese. So, what else is happening out? What's the big?
Coming up October 1st on NBC is our brand new movie, Bicentennial, which of course traces the history of the Frazier Smith family all the way back to your great great grandfather.
Schnorko Van Wackhead. A wild guy.
And a great bunch of ancestors, you know, as well as, I got to mention, my family's in it, too, and my dad and my mom and my uncle, Felipe.
Excuse me, my ear just fell out there. Okay. Your uncle Felipe, of course, is a tremendous guy. He used to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins, but he later got cut and...
Got arrested.
He got arrested for apparently, see, he was cut and he was walking inside his casino, stealing what? All those things from those Chinese girls. Well, we can't tell you about it. Anyway, we've got big money and we've got more prizes and our family tree. That's it. We're climbing our family tree. People say climb it. you jerks, climb it. So we said, okay, we're going to try and climb our family tree. We've got all of Al's ancestors are coming down next week. My ancestors will be here. This is going to be the, I guess you'd call it an alumni show, right? Is that what they call them? And all these people, of course, are over 7 feet tall, so we should have quite a show. some beautiful people. A couple more drinks, please. You know, it's beautiful women on your side of the family, Al. I can't believe it. Of course, why do they wear, I want to ask you this question, why do they wear those metal shoes and, of course, and those weightless clothing, the weightless, the
Well, because they're all magnetic. Stuff. See, otherwise they'd float right up to the top of the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we'd all be speaking Chinese, you know what I mean?
Our tongue. Yes, I can dig it. Well, we've got just about everything figured out then. And if you want to send us some tapes, Fraser Smith Show, Best of Fraser Show, we'll run them not next week because we got the Ancestors Show, but shortly after that, Clandestine Enterprises, 20 North Raymond, Pasadena, California, 9, Juan Juan, 03. Okay, sweet. Number 5. This is on the Rock of Los Angeles, the Fraser Smith radio program.
Now it's time on the Fraser Smith Show for Sex Pistols Sing Along. Bark like a monkey, jump up and down, scream a glass.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're back. Friends, I want to tell you it's been a wonderful time, and Mr. Al Ramirez with me tonight, of course, cooking up Dr. Al Ramirez, I should call him. He's got his knife out, his ever-present knife. This guy has got some of the sharpest teeth and one of the sharpest knives in town, and of course, he's cooking up some medicine for us right here on the Fraser Smith Show. Al, what exactly do you think is going to happen with this tape situation? We're trying to get these fans to actually come through on something, and you know you can't get good help these days. I mean, let's face it. And I'm wondering if these fans of ours can frankly handle it to send us these tremendous tapes.
Thank you, Don. Here, just let me have a sip of this.
It's my secretary.
Oh.
Oh
my God,
Cindy, and she's just
damn isopropyl alcohol again.
Dynamite.
Oh, gotta start bringing us in that gin. I can tell right away. Well, bathtub gin.
Yeah, we got bathtub gin here. Of course, we're drinking quite.
Well, Fraser, you know, we really shouldn't tell anybody. I guess if people had any idea just how much we were going to pay for some of these tapes. I mean, we can't say that over the air. We can't,
they'd laugh at us.
Let them know the fact that we're giving away thousands of prizes to the best tapes and all that kind of stuff. They would laugh at us, so we're not even going to say that.
Cars, houses.
We won't mention the cars or the houses or anything. We're just going to say, why don't you be nice, send us an air check, send us one of our wonderful tapes, you know?
And those tapes can be sent to Clandestine Enterprises, 20 North Raymond, Pasadena, California, 91103, California, suite number 5.
Thank you, Jerry. It's Gerald Ford, our personal announcer. Answer.
Thanks, boy. He's a wonderful guy. Oh, Jesus, excuse me. Jerry, watch out as you go out there. That's jeez. Well, he's incredible. He's like staring into about 100,000 milligrams of pure Valium, and of course, he's a wonderful guy. Well, Al, now tell us. We've got this bowling league that's cost us a lot of money because apparently our team, the team that was using the Fraser Smith logo, hurt yourself and all that stuff, got a bunch of trouble because they were using electronically controlled bowling balls with detonators in them. Some kind of a blast had dynamite or nitroglycerin or something in there.
Apparently, this one little girl was shooting her bowling ball out of a cannon.
Mm-hmm.
And
blew up the entire street.
Well, actually, she blew up the entire bowling alley.
Yeah, heavy
not
artillery.
To mention her nose.
That's heavy artillery. Well, we love those kind of fans, and of course, they're our favorites.
Well, they do have a good time.
I wish they hadn't sent us the bill for that. Whatever it was, Canoga Park.
Yeah, what's the gag on these duck bills here we keep getting? I see two or three of them in boxes and stuff.
Well, that's their idea of a joke, Al. Some of these people, their sense of humor is kind of what you might call, juvenile,
perverted.
Sick, perverted, twisted, a little bit strange. Not us, though, of course, because
we're just all American. We're just wonderful guys. Well,
look at the size of these biceps.
I'm all American. I don't know about you, Fraser.
I'm all Canadian.
Yes.
I'm a frostback, and you know it, Al. And you're trying to, yeah,
a woman.
Yeah, she says, well, she's crazy. You know, the thing is that she's, all these Canadians, they give me trouble. Americans give me trouble. They say, Fraser, you're a frostback, a snowback. What about all that cocaine you carry around?
Yeah, why don't you give me some of that snowback here?
Okay. Well, we'll just take a... Listen, I don't want you taking the light of my national background, Al, but... Here, just... Now, listen, I'll just stand over here and...
You got the light?
Put your line up... No, just... Okay. Oh, Canada, terre de nos ailleurs, deux fois trompée, deux fleurs.
Come cut loose. 'Cause I play in the rock and roll band.